This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling parties decide to give continuity to current alliance. All results of November 20 elections to House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly on the first-past-the-post system declared. Vote counting under proportional category to be concluded tomorrow. And air pollution rises to severe category in Indian capital, New Delhi. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the ruling parties held today has decided to give continuity to the current alliance. The meeting of top leaders of the ruling alliance held at Baluata today decided to continue the ruling alliance in the present situation to face the contemporary challenges seen in the country. Talking to media persons after the meeting, Communication Minister and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Kharge said that the leaders of ruling parties stressed the need for moving ahead with the present alliance, though they did not get the expected results in the November 20 elections. Minister Kharge further said that the political parties would also join the existing ruling alliance to form a new government. Communication Minister Kharge added that the process of forming a new government would begin soon after the vote counting results of the proportional representation system are declared. All results of November 20 elections to the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly held under first-past-the-post system have been announced. A total of 165 members have been elected to the 275-member lower house, and remaining 110 posts will be adjusted by the proportional representation system. In the House of Representatives direct elections, the Nepali Congress has emerged the first party by winning 56-7 seats, followed by 44 of the CPN UML, 18 of the CPN Mao Center, and 10 by the CPN Unified Socialist. Similarly, the Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Rashtriya Swatantra Party have won 7 seats each. Similarly, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party has secured its victory in 4 constituencies, followed by 3 of the Nagarik Unmukti Party and 1 each by the Rashtriya Janamorcha Nepal, Nepal Workers and Peasants Party and Janamat Party. This time, 5 independent candidates have been elected in the House of Representatives. According to the Election Commission, 12 political parties have shared the 165 seats in the lower house. CPN Mao Center's candidate Ganga Kharge has won the House of Representatives election from Doloka. Kharge defeated his nearest contender Balakrishna Sivakoti of the CPN UML with a margin of 317 votes. Mao Center's Kharge secured 36,799 votes, while UML candidate Sivakoti received 36,482 votes. Likewise, all results of the elections to the province assembly held under the first-past-the-post system have also been announced. A total of 330 province assembly members have been elected from 7 provinces. The major ruling Nepali Congress has won the highest 111 seats. Similarly, the main opposition CPN UML has won a total of 91 province assembly seats. Likewise, CPN Mao Center has secured its victory in 54 seats in the province assembly elections, followed by 15 of the CPN Unified Socialists, and 11 each by Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Janata Samajwadi Party. According to the Election Commission, 12 independent candidates have won the province assembly elections. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
*14## dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Election Commission says the vote counting under the proportional system of the federal and provincial elections will complete tomorrow. Election Commission Secretary and Chief Returning Officer for the Proportional Election System, Gokarnamani Duwari, said that the final results of the proportional category would be declared tomorrow after the vote counting in Doloka and Bajura complete. Secretary Duwari further said that the Election Commission would determine the seats as per the votes the parties would get under the proportional system. He added, then the commission would write to the political parties to recommend the names of candidates from their earlier closed list based on the seats they would win. According to Secretary Duwari, the Election Commission would submit an election-related report to the President by the 15th of December. The World Soil Day has been observed today with the theme of Soils Where Food Begins. Nepal also marked the day with the objective of raising public awareness on the significance of healthy soil and for the sustainable management of soil fertility. The United Nations General Assembly had in December 2013 declared the 5th of December in 2014 as the World Soil Day, and since then it has been formally marked across the globe. Director General of the Department of Agriculture, Dr. Revati Raman Podil, said that the promotion and management of soil will help nutritional security, sustainable agriculture development, and conservation of biodiversity. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The quality of air in India's capital, New Delhi, worsened to the severe category on Sunday as a result, there were restrictions reimposed to bring down air pollution levels. Taking a note of the rise in the air pollution levels, the Commission for Air Quality Management said in an order that as the air quality index had slipped into the severe category owing to calm wind and stable atmospheric conditions. The Commission said all actions would be implemented with immediate effect to bring down air pollution levels. The actions involved curb and construction and demolition activities, water sprinkling and vacuum-based sweeping of roads, among others. And Delhi's 24-hour average AQI stood at 407 at 4 p.m. local time on Sunday. An AQI between 401 and 500 is considered severe. Well, prices have risen after major producers agreed to continue to cut output, and the G7 and its allies said that they will cap the price of Russian oil. According to the BBC, Brent crude rose by about 0.6% to above $86 per barrel on Monday morning. On Friday, the G7 agreed to cap the price of Russian oil at $60 a barrel to raise pressure on Russia over invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, oil producers group OPEC Plus said at the weekend that it would stick to its policy of reducing output. OPEC Plus is a group of 23 oil-exporting countries, including Russia, which meets regularly to decide how much crude oil to sell on the world market. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1 and Gandaki Province, along with Lumbini Province and Manlipia in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of ruling parties decide to give continuity to current alliance. All results of November 20 elections to House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly under first-past-the-post system declared. Vote counting under proportional category to be concluded tomorrow. And air pollution rises to severe category in Indian capital, New Delhi. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.